You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 3 minutes and 30 seconds of concentrated commentary, because time is relative. Lunchtime and podcast time doubly so. Here's Shannon.
To borrow the words of a dear cousin, whenever he comes across an oddity or incongruence,
something ain't right here.
And something ain't right about one Clara Oswin Oswald. I mean, beyond the obvious living and dying in two different places and times. It was very quickly clear that Clara was not just a barmaid. Barmaids don't scan the crowd, decide there's no trouble brewing, and duck out of their establishment in the middle of their shift, potentially ruining that one good pair of boots by trudging through mucky snow without pattens. It was also very clear that she wasn't Victorian. Any girl with ideas above her station would be properly dressed from her hat to her corset. And while a young, healthy woman might be able to run a short way before the stays in that corset dig in and cut her breath off at the ribs, climbing to the top of a moving carriage in order to pop in at the key moment to deliver her dialogue is right out. So is a barmaid sleeping in a lacy nightgown instead of layers of flannel for warmth in December. Or a barmaid owning anything white that is still that pristinely white, given the lack of modern laundry facilities. White was only for the rich. Also right out is changing into the perfectly turned out governess within a moving carriage and stepping out with nary a wrinkle in the dress or a hair out of place. And a governess willing to risk her position by moonlighting as a barmaid and lying to her employer about it? Nope, Clara was no governess either, though she certainly seemed to take her inspiration from a children's book written more than 40 years later. One could call some of these things mistakes or oversights by a male writer writing about a female character of a past era. Except that this is a writer who has read at least Arthur Conan Doyle enough times to produce the current series Sherlock with excellent parallels, and therefore ought to have a clue or two about living in Victorian times. One could call some of these things happenstance with a wardrobe crew on a tight budget. Except, as we've seen in previous New Who seasons, even the absence of a jacket can turn out to mean something very important in the end. Details matter. So the question becomes, just who is this woman with her double role to play in Victorian England? She shows a strong streak of modern feminism, from bold flirting to her just like a man rant, as well as a hint of familiarity with the military, given how easily eyes front soldier rolled off her tongue. She's quite imaginative for the benefit of her charges, with outlandish stories and an offhand remark about having an acute sense of time. And then we have some of the same incongruities with Oswin Oswald, who shows herself to be just as quick, a self-proclaimed genius, while serving as a junior entertainment manager on a starship because she wanted to travel? It's all starting to sound just a bit familiar. Was Clara's look of surprise at the Silurian a reaction to seeing a lizard woman in front of her? Or seeing a Silurian moving about in society when they're supposed to be deep under the ground? Was her panicked expression as the doctor claimed to be her gentleman friend for potentially losing a much-needed position or potentially losing a necessary identity? And then the question becomes, if Clara is meant to be some kind of time traveler, misplaced time lord, the return of Romana or the Rani, just a random time agent, then is her appearance at this point coincidence or deliberate? Is it for the doctor's benefit or to cause him harm? At the last, finally, we have that declaration of a contemporary era incarnation of Clara, pointing out quite thoughtfully that she doesn't believe in ghosts. Okay, nice to have that settled. She's not a ghost, unless she was being ironic.
Thanks for listening to 2MTL 291, only 9 more to go before the big 300. But I'm told that's just a number. More episodes are at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com, and I'm on the social media at numeral 2MinuteTimeLord. Catch you next time.